Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to be in His house. Please turn in your Bibles to the 84th Psalm. Psalm 84. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, weeping, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. A musician on an instrument, and these, the lyrics of his song. A holy melody, a holy arrangement, a holy composition, a holy sound. The psalmist begins with these words, "How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts." The Living Bible, "How lovely is your temple, O Lord of the armies of heaven." It's an amiable line of lyricism and yet a peculiar one. For not all sing it. Not all feel it. Not all have this as their anthem. Not all have this anthem within. The singer of songs considered the Lord's house lovely. The message, what a beautiful home, God of the angel armies. The Wycliffe Bible, to victory on the pressers. A psalm of the sons of Korah. Lord of virtues, thy tabernacles be greatly loved. To victory for those at the wine presses. The song for the sons of Korah, Lord of hosts. How greatly loved be thy tabernacles. How beautiful is thy dwelling place. Oh, for sons of Korah in the earth today. Writers, composers of this holy anthem, singers of this holy song. So caught up with the beauty of the dwelling place of the Lord, arrested by the courts of the Lord, captivated by the wonder of the Lord, they themselves stolen by the Almighty. Listen to the condition of the singer, the condition of the sons. Verse 2, my soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Longing, fainting, and crying out. The Amplified Bible, my soul yearns, yes, even pines and is homesick for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out and sing for joy to the living God. Ever been truly homesick? Ever felt it? Been gripped by it? The Living Bible, I long, yes, faint with longing to be able to enter your courtyard and come near to the living God. The New Century Version, I want more than anything to be in the courtyards of the Lord's temple. My whole being wants to be with the living God. I mean, is it possible that people living in the flesh see this, believe this, and feel this? Obviously, the answer is yes. Yes, it is not only possible, it is right, and it is fitting. The NLV, my soul wants and even becomes weak from wanting to be in the house of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. The NLT, I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body, and soul, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Have we lost this song? Have we lost this psalm? The Voice Bible, how I long to be there. My soul is spent, wanting, waiting to walk in the courts of the eternal. The Wycliffe, my soul coveteth and faileth into the porches of the Lord. Mine heart and my flesh full out joyed into quick God. My soul desireth and longeth for the courtyards of the Lord's temple. My heart and my flesh rejoiced in the living God. Longing, fainting, and crying out. The tabernacle of the Lord, His temple, His house, His dwelling place has become the great and greatest desire. Is it possible that those living life in the flesh see this and feel this? To enter, falling into the porches, to stand in the courtyards, to walk in His courts, to come near to the living God. And this is the main attraction. This is the center, the focus, the object of longing, fainting, and crying out. The living God. My whole being wants to be with the living God. Perhaps one might not feel as the psalmist feels. Or sing as the psalmist sings. Perhaps one might be of the company of another set of sons. Do you not know Him? Have you not tasted and seen? Is there yet wayward longings in the soul? Is there yet a heart of stone in the chest? Is there yet corruption in the flesh? is there now? This world is full of beauty and wonder. This life is full of joy and bliss, but for the sons of Korah, there is nothing that compares to the beauty and wonder, the joy and bliss of their Lord's house, of their Father's house, of time spent close to Him. And for these sons, should there be the enjoying of these lesser things, there is in the very enjoying a longing, a fainting, and a crying out for their first love. It's a peculiar song because not all sing it. Not all know it. Not all have this as their anthem. The anthem within. Verse 3, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. The sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow. And are we not worth more than many sparrows? Matthew 10:31. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. The sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nesting place, a place to lay their young. Those swallowed up in awe and wonder. Those swallowed up by the beauty of the Lord's house. Those swallowed up by the majesty of the Almighty lay their young there. Just like the sparrow, just like the swallow, they make a nest there for self and for their young. It's the altar. It's the altar of the Lord of hosts, their King and their God. Birds and their nest on the altar of the Lord. Verse 4, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. The sparrow and the swallow. The sons of Korah had this spirit about them. Know how important the place is. And they know how important it is that they train those with little wings in the way they should go, that when they are older, they don't fly away from it. Longing and fainting and crying out. We must be wise and intentional that these remain directed the Lord's way. The longing, the fainting, and the crying out of a parent surely affects and can affect the child, the little sparrow, the little swallow. For the world would love to swallow them up. Rogue pinings, wrong desires. Wayward passions. Verses 5 to 7, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. If you've lost this psalm, it's a day to find it once again. To add this to your repertoire. To take up this psalm once again. The Wycliffe Bible, verses 4 to 7. Lord, blessed be they that dwell in thine house. They shall praise thee into the worlds of worlds. Lord, happy be those who live in thy house. They shall praise thee forever. Blessed is the man whose help is of thee. He hath ordained thy goings in his heart. Happy be those whose help is in thee, whose strength is in thee. They have ordained thy ways in their hearts. In the valley of tears, in the place which he has set. For the giver of the law shall give blessing, and as they pass through the dry back of valley, they shall find water from a spring. For the giver of the law shall give them a blessing. They shall go from virtue into virtue. God of God shall be seen in Zion. They shall go from strength to strength, and the God of God shall be seen in Zion. The Lord is our help. The Lord our helper. Our strength is in the Lord, and our strength comes from the Lord. And here we see the tenor of a heart that is set on pilgrimage. It's the heart of one that has ordained his goings in their heart, ordained his ways in their heart. And for these, even as they pass through the valley of weeping on this side of eternity, it's a spring. There they find water and the blessing of the giver of the law. Did one not say, blessed are those who mourn? You see, people such as this are on the move. Strength to strength. Virtue to virtue. It's a peculiar song. Not all sing it. Verses 8 and 9, O Lord of hosts, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. The psalmist knew how to pray. The psalmist knew the power of prayer, the importance of prayer. The psalmist knew that God hears prayer. And the psalmist knew that prayer is the mark of God's house. A house first called a house of prayer. Some are missing from the prayer services of the house of the Lord when Jesus said, my house shall first be called a house of prayer. They're missing from the services, the times, the moments that are very close to the heart of Christ. You say that's your opinion. Well, you're entitled to yours. You'll soon find out if you read the New Testament that Jesus cared about prayer. Verse 9, the Amplified, see our shield, O God, and look at the face of your anointed, the King, as your representative. 8 and 9, the Wycliffe, Lord God of virtues, hear thou my prayer, God of Jacob, perceive thou with ears. Lord God of hosts, hear thou my prayer. God of Jacob, please listen thou to me. God, our defender, behold thou, and behold into the face of thy Christ, and look upon the face of thy anointed King. They had an earthly king at this time, and they recognized their king set in place by God as their shield, the very representative of God. He was their defender, this little C, Christ of God, his anointed King. And here we are today, sons and daughters of the new covenant, and we have our King who rules in this life. And we cry out, see our shield, O God, and look at the face of your anointed King Jesus. Hear our prayer as we petition through the only mediator between God and man. God, our defender, behold thou and behold the face of thy Christ and look upon the face of thy anointed King, Jesus, Messiah. Jesus is our shield. Jesus is our anointed King. Verses 10 to 12, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than is stand at the threshold than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Reading from the Wycliffe, for why one day in thine halls is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I choose to be abject, either an outcast in the house of my God, more than to dwell in the tabernacles of sinners. For one day in thy courtyards is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. I would rather choose to be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to live in the tents or in the homes of the sinners. Choices. These remain a part of life. Longings, faintings, crying outs. We know that the enemy of our souls is after us. We know how the enemy of our souls and the things of this world pine for us. Many sings pining for our song. Many sings striving for our pulse. Many things longing and pining for our souls. Many things after longing, fainting, and crying out. Get them swallowed up in something else. Longing and fainting for other things. Crying out. You know, I think more and more the key is heart of flesh. Heart of flesh. The stone heart of humanity touched by God and healed by God. The soul of a person saved, but not just saved, set on fire for the things of God. The soul of a person with a newfound longing, a newfound fainting. We're talking about heart and flesh that cry out for his house, his intimacy, his mandate, his will, his heart for flesh and for hearts. And the Holy Ghost would remind us today, don't stay home when it's time for kings to go to war. And beware of rogue passions. If it's been the case, turn to the Lord and cry out, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Steadfast spirit. That's peculiar. Just like the song. And the psalm today. Verse 10 from the Amplified Bible, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I mean, what line would we have penned? We might, you know, a day in your courts is better than 10. A day in your courts is better than 100. Day in your courts is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I would rather stand as a doorkeeper at the threshold of the house of my God than to live at ease in the tents of wickedness. One might say, surely the psalmist and these sons of Korah mustn't have been educated or experienced with life and this world and its pleasures. They must have lived very sheltered lives, or how could they sing this? Now, they knew the world well enough, and they were educated on another level, a higher level, a higher plane. You know why they could sing this? Because they knew the reality that none of those other things can satisfy like the house of God and His presence. They had tasted, they had seen, and they were ruined for the ordinary, divinely ruined. That too is peculiar. This is the most beautiful and comely state. Listen to Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks. So pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Psalm 63, 1 and 2, my soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. The words of Spurgeon, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Of course, the psalmist means a thousand days spent elsewhere. Under the most favorable circumstances in which earth's pleasures can be enjoyed, they are not comparable by so much as one in a thousand to the delights of the service of God. To feel His love, to rejoice in the person of the anointed Savior, to survey the promises and feel the power of the Holy Ghost in applying precious truth to the soul is a joy which worldlings cannot understand, but which true believers are ravished with. Even a glimpse at the love of God is better than ages spent in the pleasures of sense. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The lowest station in connection with the Lord's house is better than the highest position among the godless. Only to wait at His threshold and peep within so as to see Jesus is bliss. To bear burdens and open doors for the Lord is more honor than to reign among the wicked. Every man has his choice, and this is ours. God's worst is better than the devil's best. God's doorstep is a happier rest than downy couches within the pavilions of royal sinners, though we might lie there for a lifetime of luxury. Note how He calls the tabernacle the house of my God. There's where the sweetness lies. If Jehovah be our God, His house, His altars, His doorstep, all become precious to us. We know by experience that where Jesus is within, the outside of the house is better than the noblest chambers where the Son of God is not to be found. Longing, fainting, and crying out. Will we join the psalmist, the sons of Korah, the longing and fainting of the soul, the crying out of heart and flesh, yes, even flesh that cries out for a touch of God and the presence of God, and flesh that has been so transformed and changed that it has a sound, the sound of crying out to the glory of God. Will we join the sparrow and the swallow We must acknowledge how small we are, and we must swallow our pride. Heaven forbid we get swallowed up amiss. It's proven, church, the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Those who take up this psalm, take up this song, those that cry out, one day, better than 1,000. You say, well, that person misses out. Do they? God is not a man that he should lie. And this holy lyricism is truth, and it is right. It's fitting for the saints. It's fitting for those that call themselves Christians. It should not be a peculiar song. Are we not a peculiar people? Well, start singing a peculiar song. And trust in this and rest in it that the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from you and your family. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. It's proven. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Let's have the worship team return today. They must have known these words and this too, their experience. Psalm 40, verses 1 to 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear. And we'll trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Church, Psalm 84 is being our text. And yet listen to what they're singing in Psalm 85. Psalm 85, 10 to 13, mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps our pathway. And then we get to Psalm 87. Psalm 87, man, these people knew how to sing. Verses 5 to 7, and of Zion it shall be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. Now listen to these words. The Lord will record when he registers the people. This one was born there. Pause and think on it. The record of the Lord, his holy registry. The Lord will record when he registers the peoples, this one was born there. Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. The Wycliffe, as the dwelling of all that be glad, is in thee. And they all shall dance, and they shall sing, in Zion is the source of all. All our blessings. Longing, fainting, and crying out for his courts, for the living God. You see, some long for other courts. Yes, even faint. Heart and flesh crying out. As Tozer stated, may God grant us a desire for God that supersedes all other desires. And that's the way it should be. That should be normal. Normal, not abnormal, normal. That's proper function. A desire for God that supersedes all other desires. That's normal. It's normal for the Christian. Yes, I want deliberately to encourage this mighty longing after God. The lack of it has brought us to our present low estate. The stiff and wooden quality about our religious lives is a result of our lack of holy desire. Complacency is a deadly foe of all spiritual growth. Acute desire must be present, or there will be no manifestation of Christ to his people. Listen, he waits to be wanted. Too bad that with many of us he waits so long in vain. Dear God, give your people a desire for you that supersedes all other desires. God, help us. God, help us. Your people, your churches in the earth, Lord. Let your saints take up this psalm, begin to sing, how lovely is your dwelling place, your tabernacle. My soul longs and even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Let us be like the sparrow and the swallow. Perhaps we need to swallow our pride today. Lord, thank you for the many things we experience in this life. The blessings that you've poured out. The times you give. The times of solace and rest and experience in this world. Drinking in your creation. Sights and sounds, but Lord, let us always have that song on our lips. And not just a song on the lips, a song from the heart. A heart arrested by you and captivated by you. Let us always sing, how lovely is your dwelling place. A day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. Better than 10,000 elsewhere. Better than 100,000 elsewhere. Better than 1,000,000 elsewhere, Lord.